Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Back on the program, a reminder, PointsBet is giving you a $10 free live bet to use during Sunday Night Football every week for the rest of the regular season. Place your bet this week during the Seahawks 49ers game to get in on the action. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. We'll get with PointsBet to find out what they're going to do there, because the Sunday night game obviously has flipped. They flexed out of the Seahawks and the 49ers, and it's now the Chiefs and the Broncos in that Sunday night spot. Kenny White joins the program now, as he has every single Monday at this time throughout the entire college football season. You can get all of his power ratings at kennywhitesports.com. Kenny, thanks for the time as always. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Let's begin with the SEC title game. When we started to talk to you about this a couple of weeks back, when books were first starting to post the SEC title game, and I think Circa opened up -3, then it moved to -4 on Georgia, your number was basically 6.5 or 7 all along, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I thought that Georgia would be close to a touchdown favorite in this game. And, you know, and my ratings have gotten a little bit of wider since that time, you know, seeing what Alabama's done the last couple of weeks. And Georgia's defense just continues to be strong. If you still like Georgia, I would suggest laying the 6.5. If you like Alabama, wait. I think you're going to see 7s on this game on game day.
You think it's going to get that high? So what right now then, a full regular season of data to go on, what do you make the number today?
I'm up to 8.5. Georgia 8.5 over Alabama.
Wow. So you've moved it that much, huh? I don't want to completely overreact to what we just saw in the Iron Bowl, Kenny, but it's not just that game, right? Like, the offense struggled against LSU. I know Bryce Young has put up good numbers throughout the season for the most part, but this Georgia defense is an all-time defense. They're going to suffocate Bama because Bama can't run the football.
That's exactly right. That's the main ingredient. The run-stopping unit of Georgia is so good that if you're going to be one-dimensional, you're not going to be able to pass on this defense as well. Tennessee put up 17. That's the most points that Georgia's allowed this year. Their average is 6.9. I like to use medians. The median's only 7. They've got 3 shutouts this year. This Georgia defense is the best I've seen in a long, long time. And football is still won by defense. And this is going to be, I'm trying to make the case for an under in this game. It's so hard to make these type of games lower than 50.5, but I've got to edge that way to the under. Alabama's defense is number 8 in the country in yards per play allowed at 4.6, but the offenses are still good. Georgia's offense is 3rd best in the country at 7.1 yards a play. Stetson Bennett's completing 65% of his passes for 10.8 yards a pass. And then they got White and Cook in the backfield. Their tight end, Bowers, is an NFL guy. They got weapons at wide receiver as well. So they're a team that can put up points, and it's hard for me to make a case to the under. Again, should have played Georgia early and laid the points early on in this football team when that line went up 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah, no question. How about the Pac-12 title game? Now, they just played, like, last week, and it was a total blowout. It was never a game. Utah did whatever they wanted against Oregon. Game was basically over with at halftime. Now you get a rematch on a neutral, and it's below a field goal at some spots for Utah, and the total is 50. Is this a little fishy to you? What do you make of the number?
So, Pauly, let me ask you, are you the kind of belief that if two guys go behind the barn and fight 1 week, and then 2 weeks later they go back, the same guy that won the fight the first week is going to win the fight the second week?
I was going to ask you that. Like, who has the edge? Because there's five of these are rematches.
I like the revenge factor. I've used that all my life, but I also do like the angle in these for championship games. It's hard for me to give any revenge because I like that analogy. Somebody told me that years ago. I can't remember who it was. It was probably on the old Stardust Line show. John Kelly was hosting, and somebody said that if two guys went behind, or just two guys got in the ring to fight, two guys are fighting in the ring, and the one guy that wins 2 weeks later, if they fight again, the guy that won the fight 2 weeks prior is going to win again. And, you know, it makes a lot of sense. I like the game under, though. The first time they played 38-7, and I don't think it's going to be that close, but Oregon averages 12 less points a game on the road than they do at home. Anthony Brown, their quarterback, at home, 72% completions, 8.7 yards a pass, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions on the road. 56% completions. That's down 16%. 6.8 yards a pass. That's down 1.9 yards a pass. Four touchdowns, four INTs.
Wow.
In his road games. Yeah, big difference for him. So I just don't see Oregon. You know, Utah had the recipe to stop the run the first time. I think they have the recipe to stop the run again. And Anthony Brown's not going to be the guy to be the hero to put up points. But I'm sure Oregon's defense will be far better. So I don't know how it gets to 60. They got to 45 the first time. I don't see how it gets to 60.
Okay. Going back to your question, what do you make of the Sun Belt game and that line? Louisiana won the first meeting 41-13. They've won 11 games in a row. They're at home. They're underdogs.
Yeah, hey, and you had a big play on North Texas last week. Great play.
Yeah.
The Louisiana Lafayette, I made the favorite. I made him 3.5. Yeah, and they
you
were
made him 3.5?
Spot.
Wow.
Yeah, I made him the favorite. I don't understand how Appalachian State could be a favorite in this game. They are a very good football team. They run the ball well. They're very efficient passing, and their defense is outstanding. But Louisiana Lafayette as well, very well coached. They do all the same things. They run it at almost 5 yards a clip. They average 7.5 yards a pass, and their defense is solid. But again, that first game, 41-13, that's a big score. So yeah, I like Louisiana this game getting points at home.
I don't. Maybe it's the Napier angle. I don't know. But that certainly is bizarre. And what do you want to do with San Antonio and Western Kentucky? Also a rematch. Yep. It was 52-46 in the first meeting, and opened Western Kentucky getting two at some spots, and they're now favored picking other spots in Conference USA.
Yeah, that's where I'm supposed to use the North Texas reference. Yeah, North Texas against Texas. San Antonio last week, their first loss of the year. But you're right. This one's going to be – I think this kind of is the same – you know, title fight, it plays out the same way. The first game was 52-46. North Texas, or Western Kentucky, throws the ball 66% of the time, one of the highest in the country. They get a playoff every 22 seconds. They're one of the fastest teams in the country. They average 43 a game. Up-tempo, their quarterback, Blake Zappe, 9 yards a pass, 70% completions, 52 touchdowns this year. They even made... Marshall going to a high-scoring game last week, who never plays high. So this team's got a lot of weapons, but so does Texas San Antonio. Frank Harris has had a great year, 27 touchdown passes. Sincere McCormick, their running back's outstanding. They got two great wide receivers. This game, I feel like the same thing, even though the total's 72.5. They got 98 the first time they played. I really don't see much changing.
Yeah.
Both teams play fast. So, yeah, a very high-scoring game once again.
I don't see San Antonio slowing down Western Kentucky here.
No.
It's whether or not they can keep up with them in the game. And I bet Western Kentucky a pick yesterday at the opener at one spot anyway. So the Big 12 title game, this number is kind of all over the place. I do see a 4 right now in Oklahoma State, but out here I see a 5 and maybe even a 5.5. The total, I want to make a case here for the total, but look at this number. It's 46.5 or 47, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm still going under.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going under. Just Oklahoma State's defense is so good, and Baylor's is as well. But also, we got Jerry Bohannon, I guess, will play here. Some are saying he could have played the last game. But there's a good 4-point drop-off without him. They barely got by Texas Tech without Bohannon. We'll see. Maybe it's a smoke screen and he's not going to play. And if he doesn't, that even helps the total that much more. But looking at these two guys, Spencer Sanders, his home games, 8.3 yards a pass. On the road, 6.6 yards a pass. And his numbers have declined yards per pass. September, 8.2, October, 7.6, November, 7.1 yards a pass. Oak State's offense has declined a little bit on the way here. Their defense is solid, 16.4 points per game. And Baylor's only allowing 19.4 points per game. So this is a good heavyweight slugfest.
Anything on Utah State, San Diego State in the Mountain West Conference title game? Aztecs are laying a touchdown now.
Yeah, this game is up a little bit too high, but I've made the game 11. Brady Hoke's done a great job with San Diego State. They were my dark horse to win this thing, so I need a big win here. 6-2 under in the conference Hoke is this year. He's done a great job, but I think the key to the game is last week Boise State was completely outplaying San Diego State, just dominating. San Diego State couldn't even move the football. And Boise went up and down, first two drives, touchdowns, and Jordan Brookshire comes in, the defense, they make adjustments, and then it was all over. Aztecs just completely dominated. They should get a good home crowd in L.A. for this game. I think there'll be a lot of people from San Diego State that'll go to this game, so I think they'll get a great home crowd. But Brookshire, I think, makes the difference. He's a dual-threat guy. That just made their offense a little bit more dynamic. They haven't had a good offense all year long, so the defense is very special. It's a very good defense. I think they beat Utah State. Great story, though. Blake Anderson coming in there. What a turnaround he's done. And 7 bowls in 8 years now he's going to have in his coaching career. He's a great coach. This guy knows how to coach.
Very strong. Kenny, as always, thanks so much for the time. And again, people can get your power ratings at kennywhitesports.com. Have a good week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. Have a great week.
You got it. You too.
1-5 last year. All 5 losses by 19 or more. You mentioned as high as 85-1.
Utah State.
Utah State, 60-50-1 at most spots. Northern Illinois, 100-1. 1 went away from cashing that ticket. Wake, 200-1. 100-1 in that range. Utah, everyone on this network gave out Utah, 12-1 to win the Pac-12. San Antonio was 8-1. My God, look, the prices on Michigan and Iowa 2 weeks ago.
Michigan,
that was
earlier, much earlier, like 30, as high as 30.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was after the Michigan State loss or not.
Probably.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Iowa, again, 8-10-1 throughout the year to get there.
A lot of things had to happen.
Yeah.
And who knows what Baylor was. That's another good one. What Baylor was?
Yeah, yeah.
The season they didn't have a lot of, the win total was low.
It was, I think, 5.5 or 6.
Yeah,
and they got there. Aranda with a great job.
Yep.
We'll recap the betting weekend with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
What a weekend. It was a great 4 days. Football and turkey. And rivalry games were dynamite. Win Some, LaFleur. 9-0 off a loss. Packers take out the Rams, no problem. Bengals' first touchdown in the early game, early games, 9-1. Mixon most rushing yards, pending tonight's game, 10-1. Mac Jones most passing yards, 28-1. Waddle most receiving yards, 30-1. School's out on that. Maybe 75-1 the week before. College football, Bowling Green plus 210 on the money line. Michigan as high as plus 240. Dominated Ohio State. Tulsa plus 210, beat SMU. Minnesota plus 260, beat Wisconsin 23-13. Virginia Tech plus 225, beat Virginia. Hawaii 4-1, routed Wyoming. North Texas plus 290, never a game. Blew out Texas San Antonio. Alabama in play, obviously late in the game, was as high as 30-1. 10-3 with 90 seconds left. The running back, Bixby State, runs out of bounds, gives them an extra 40 seconds, and they needed it. Between that, I don't want to relive it. The 3rd-and-2 call. No. Ben Fowkes tweeted it. Yep. I did not see that.
Cracking that game in play. Not the entire time, but for a lot of the game. The best I could ever, and it was like suspended, so the best I ever saw was like plus 550. But 30-1 would have been worth a flyer had it been available where I was looking.
College hoops. Friday was nuts. Duke plus 330, beat Gonzaga. Cal State Bakersfield plus 850, beat Boise State 46-39.
That was the final score?
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
Unless Yahoo got me. Iowa State 5-1. Thanks for showing up, Memphis. Dayton plus 850, 16-point dog. The buzzer beat Kansas. Pelicans 7-1, one in Utah. And Saturday, Northern Iowa plus 420. Beat St. Bonnie's. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com for our radio and podcast people. A couple dog videos coming up. But first, how about a tweet? Arash Markazi, LA Times, I believe. Los Angeles, primed to be the center of the sports world over the next decade. Super Bowl, World Cup, Olympics. They have 2 teams in every major sport, but when every team is at their best, USC football is the city's 3rd most popular team behind the Lakers and the Dodgers. Fight on. He's going to dominate the Pac-12 and USC is going to be it's a right move. I mean, why do I want to go to the SEC, number one, when I might lose four games a year? Number two, they just fired Orgeron and Mullen. Mullen had one bad year, and Orgeron just won the national title.
Yep.
Utah's in the Pac-12 title game again? I mean, this is a no-brainer for Riley.
He had to do it.
No-brainer, right? A couple dog videos. This is great. The dog, the BMX rider here, going up and down the hill. He's right there, toe-to-toe with him. Fucking him. And getting up on the hill. Doesn't miss a beat. That is great. And you want to have some fun? Take that toy with the car, remote control car, and take it to the park. And look at the dogs. The dogs try to catch it. And as soon as they get close, right turn. Okay, I got to put on the brakes. That is fun. Go watch that one all day. Very good. Lose some. Oh, boy. Well, imagine how you felt if you had, $6 million on the line in Survivor and you said, give me the Texans. Someone put $440,000 on Wyoming, and they were bet up from 10 to 13. Never in the game, lost by 24 to Hawaii at home. Yep.
Actually, that was over faster than actually burning $440,000.
That's true. Yep. Yeah. Dolphins, Panthers under, 43.5 down to 40.5, no good. Browns, from 5 down to 3. No. Rams plus 1.5, went off a 2-point favorite. Got beat by 8. Central Florida, 14 up to 18.5. Hung on by 4 against South Florida. UConn, Houston under, 59.5 to 53.5. Fell 62. Civil War under, 68.5 down to 61. 38-29 Ducks. Kent State, Miami, Ohio under, 70 down to 67. 48-47 in overtime. Although it went over in regulation. South Carolina, 14.5 down to 11.5. Shut out by Clemson, 30 to nothing. Penn State, ton of guys on Michigan State had the flu. From 1 up to 5. Didn't matter. Michigan State won the game. Virginia Tech, Virginia over. 60 up to 64.5. 29-24. Colorado State, from 6.5 down to 3. Lost 52 to 10 at home in the late game. And kicked a field goal with a minute left, down 52-7. Alabama, Auburn over, 51 up to 57. Would have been worst beat of the year. Bad, one lose some video before we get to bad for the books. This was at the dog show. See the bulldog here? I mean, I've never seen, the guy falls asleep. He's out.
Hey, you won.
Wake him up. You won, get your medal. Hey, big boy, come on. Take a look at you. I got better things to do. That is something. Patriots, look ahead line was 2.5. Routed Atlanta.
Okay, so
Tennessee lost to the Texans. So there you go.
I'm glad you brought up the Atlanta game. That's now back-to-back weeks where the number gets to 7, and people are like, "Oh, way too high."
I know. Not for the Patriots. Man. 6 in a row, 7 of 8. Average score 35-10. Utah State and under. Well, when the coach of the opposing team says we're a joke, okay, sold me. 15.5 up to 18, and 52.5 down to 49.5. 35-10 Aggies. South Alabama from 19 down to 14.5, lost by 6. Tennessee Vandy under 67.5 down to 64, fell 66. Hawaii, Wyoming over 40 up to 44, 38-14. North Texas from 12 down to 8, won by 22. Rice, Louisiana Tech over 50 up to 53.5, 35-31. Old Dominion from 6 up to 9.5, won by 22. Notre Dame 16 up to 21, routed Stanford. Western Kentucky, kind of a bad beat. Western Kentucky, Marshall under 79.5 down to 75. Fell 74. But 54 second half points. And still stays under. Bedlam, Oklahoma State, 3.5 up to 4.5. 1 by 4. Bad beats Auburn money line plus 850 and all the in-play unders. I thought it was free money.
It should have been.
48, 47, 45, 42, 37. I was playing under 24.5.
Don't throw the football.
No.
After you create a turnover on the first play, have the kid, not run out of bounds, and then go for two, right?
Yeah.
In overtime. Simple. All three things should be simple. No, they failed on every single one of them.
What do you think of the overtime with the going for two?
I don't know why.
I can understand you don't want Texas LSU or A&M LSU where it's 7-8 overtimes or whatever, but that's...
I don't understand why this is so...
Just play football.
Just put 10 minutes on the clock.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then have them play the whole thing.
Yeah. Boise State, San Diego State over. No points scored in the last 23 minutes. 27-16 final.
Oh, that's a killer.
Oh, Colts plus 3.5, the Fournette touchdown with 20 seconds left, right in your eye. Then the Colts return the kickoff deep.
I know it.
Another one. Stars Coyotes over 5.5, 3-2. No scores, no goal in the last 31 minutes. Yesterday, Man City West Ham, tough push. Goals scored in the 90th and 94th minutes, 2-1 final. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
So you had turkey 4 days in a row?
Yes. It was great.
You had turkey yesterday still?
Yeah.
Was it fresh or was it leftover?
No, of course, no, leftover.
Leftover on that one? Are you
good
done
gravy.
Now?
Good gravy.
That gravy's...
Good stuffing. Mashed potatoes, what are you going to do? I mean, it's mashed potatoes. But,
See,
phenomenal.
This is why I had gravy number one last week. All the gravy I had this weekend was superb. I had stuffing that was inconsistent.
Mm.
Some, I'd give a D-. Other, I'd give close to an A, A-, whatever in that range.
Yeah, stuffing can be all over the board.
Yeah, I love stuffing when it's done correctly.
Well, if you have bad gravy, too, that sets the tone as well.
That can happen.
You get bad gravy. It's like, what happened here? You
can also get dry turkey.
Yeah.
That's no good.
And I prefer the dark meat.
I do, too.
You got that, too.
Yep.
You're on that scenario.
Did you try any green beans?
I don't eat that stuff.
No chance. Sweet potatoes off the table?
No, I don't eat it.
No way. No cranberry sauce.
Nope. Nope. Well, nothing to do with it.
Huh.
Very good. Great.
It is the best holiday of the year. It's good, though. I can't get over that game on Thursday. Can't get over the Raiders-Cowboys game. I wanted everybody, 38 million people watched the game. Yeah. 30 million people wanted to poke their eyeballs out. Like, God, what are we doing?
28 flags.
And then that.
Not for nothing. The Detroit game, it was a laundry fest, too.
Oh, I know. That game took forever. But that PI late on the Cowboys is just.
Brown?
Oh,
did he have four of them?
Oh, he had multiple.
Was it one guy?
Oh, was it four?
I think four on the same guy. I could be wrong on that, but they just went after Brown. And, the big
play suddenly
there.
That team's 7-4. So they can forget about the race for the one seed.
They're lucky the Eagles lost.
They
would have won the East anyways, but that could have been interesting if the Eagles won because their schedule's so easy. Or was easy, but I think Dallas gets right Thursday.
Up next, we'll recap in-pocket plays from Thanksgiving weekend and tell you what we're betting today and this week coming up next.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day. No way. I'll give you 3-1 odds. Nope. 5-1. Nope. 10-1. You're up.
Here we go. In Pocket Plays, what we had over the weekend on Friday night. It was out here in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena in college basketball. I could not believe this number. I bet it plus 8.5. I bet it again plus 9. I did not take Duke Moneyline. I talked about that on Friday's show. I thought about taking a slice of that. Did not. They led at halftime. They actually, Gonzaga had the lead late second half by 3, but Duke overcame that. I would say this, to no surprise to anybody, right? Foul trouble early for Gonzaga, including two of their best players.
Hello.
Yep. That's going to happen. I have Duke 14-1 to win the national title.
Yeah, two of the best players on the Zags. Foul trouble early.
Yeah, Holmgren. 11-minute mark or whatever it was. Yeah, take a seat for the rest of the half.
Yeah.
Sure. No good Rams money line. They went off as a favorite. I bet that money line at even money, I believe. That was a Lahoo Zaher. I don't even like this bet anymore, the way things are going with the line value, closing line value. Washington plus 2, bet that on the openers last week against Seattle tonight. Also, next Monday night, we're butting heads here. I have the Patriots plus 3 against the Bills, and bet this yesterday. It's still available at least one book, Western Kentucky pick against San Antonio.
Good luck. There you go, kid. And I bet the Bills during the commercial break in the huge Monday night game. All right. When a coach says we're a joke, I'm on board. Utah State laying 15.5. Easy winner against New Mexico. East Carolina, that loss, guys. East Carolina plus 14 was a loser. That was a weird game. They're driving, what was it, down 15. They try the field goal. It's blocked by Cincinnati. Cincinnati blocked 3 kicks in that game.
All right.
Oklahoma State got the best number, 3.5. They won by 4. That was a mess second. Now, they did. Oklahoma did not score an offensive touchdown in the second half.
Right.
That was impressive. But that game had everything.
See, again, my problem here. Is that on Lincoln Riley as the head coach? Is that on the player? Why are you trying to field the punt inside the 5-yard line?
I know. Shouldn't be
What
back.
Are you doing?
I know.
Yep. And by the way, I was begging Riley to put Spencer Rattler in the game.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams, great story. Again, he did not play high school football last year. 5-star kid, I get it. Throw the football. Stop hanging on to the ball and running Way around for 12 seconds. Throw the damn football.
Yep. Oklahoma State winner. Texas winner against Kansas State. North Texas, easy. Didn't need the points. Outright, total domination. And Paul Christ, Wisconsin were horrendous Saturday afternoon. A trip to the Big Ten title game on the line. 6 points on offense. I mean, Minnesota's had some... They lost to Bowling Green. They struggled with Miami, Ohio. I mean, that's a bad loss. Hey, and then that sequence there where he's got the punter on the field with 5 minutes down 10, 4th-and-1.
Now, is it fair for me to say this, or am I a homer? Am I overreacting to this loss? I've had it with him as the head coach.
I don't blame you.
No, it's going to, what you see is what you get with the program.
That's right. All right. Now, the pending, goes some new stuff. I'm on the Bills Monday night. I'm also like Western Kentucky. They've won 7 in a row. They're hot. And I think Zappi's going to throw all over San Antonio. And I'm eating chalk. Oklahoma State, 5.5 against Baylor. They won the first game 24-14. And I don't know what's going to happen with the playoff. I still think they'll take Cincinnati over Oklahoma State. I know this, if Alabama loses, it opens everything up. And Alabama should lose Saturday. And I think Michigan buries Iowa. Great story. I like this Iowa team. I don't see how they're going to move the ball. And I don't see, right?
Listen. Iowa against either team that won that game, Michigan or Ohio State, they were completely up against it.
In Pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. The Toronto Raptors have played 15 straight overs in the first quarter.
Thanks
to our friend Joe. Yes,
wow.
He's on that.
Okay.
15 straight first quarter overs.
How about some of these, now that the regular season's over with in college football, some tweets that are just incredible. Two of them from Dave Revson. I'm a big fan of Dave's. I think he's awesome. Big Ten Network. Shared on air over the weekend, Northwestern is the first team since divisional play started in college football to go first to last to first to last in a 4-year span. Also, there were 0 lead changes in the games they lost this year. Allowed the first score in every game and never took the lead or even tied it. That's insane.
Yeah.
But this other tweet from Dave is even more insane. Nebraska is the first team in college football history to lose 9 games by single digits margins in the same season. They went 1-8 in the Big Ten, and their combined scoring margin in those games was 0. They lost 8 by 49 points combined. They beat Northwestern by 49 points. Will that ever happen again?
No. No way.
That's
can't believe. That was Nebraska.
That's unreal.
That was Scott Frost Friday. 21-6 against Iowa. Backup quarterback, right? And then it was just, you crossed off everything on the bingo card. Block punt. Safety. The special teams every week, Scott. Come on.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
But you knew it was coming.
I want to say this, and I know many people are going to think I'm an idiot and disagree. I think Nebraska is doing the right thing by bringing him back as the head coach. And I would tell people to just be patient with him. It takes, sometimes it takes a guy or a head coach and his staff a long time. I would just say, look at Harbaugh in Michigan. They were patient. The whole narrative was, eventually you got to beat Ohio State. And based on what I saw in Ann Arbor on Saturday, it was completely worth it to the fans. All that pent-up frustration over the years of getting just completely dominated by your big brother, and you come out and you flip the tables, and then you dominate them. I mean, it's 115,000 people where they just, it looked like 10,000 people were on the field. Now, it took a long time. You had to put up through the muck like Andy Dufresne at the end of Shawshank Redemption. But was it worth it? If they win the Big Ten title, you're damn right it was worth it. And so if you're patient with some of these guys, it can pay dividends down the road. I'm not saying that Nebraska's going to be an 11-win playoff team anytime soon, but they can absolutely win that side of the division and play in a Big Ten title game. Yeah. That can happen.
I'd love to see Michigan-Cincinnati in a semifinal.
Oh, that'd be phenomenal.
We're close. Scott Bell, Michigan not only scored a touchdown on every single one of its second half possessions until victory formation time, it didn't record a single third down offensive snap in the second half. 24 official snaps, all first or second downs domination. Yep. Couldn't stop the run.
Wow.
Good for them.
Yep.
The other thing, too, you mentioned, will we see this again with Nebraska? Well, how about what transpired last night in the Sunday night game? That was the first time in the Super Bowl era a team threw four interceptions, was held under 17 points and 320 yards and won the game. How about if you took five or four with the Browns?
With the Browns? Sure. You can't cover that number?
You can't win that game?
Yeah.
Four interceptions. Crazy. And then the big news was also around that same time. And this is not USC is back, baby. And this is a game changer to get Lincoln Riley. And all these recruits are going to flip and go right with him. So that was whether they had this figured out the whole time and this was Bone's plan, but it worked out too with the perfect storm that they lost Bedlam and then they went all in. But I don't blame them for not going to the SEC. Look at this tweet. There's Lincoln Riley and his staff getting on the private plane.
Yeah, that's from this morning.
That is great. Good job, Dustin. Look at that. Giddy up. That thing's going to L.A. La La Land. And this is, well, he's going to, all you have to do now, and it's not going to be a problem. Just remember when Pete Carroll had this machine up and running, just stay home. Right. All these star players in Southern California, and they're just going to dominate the Pac-12.
Now, here's the thing. It's clearly the right move by both parties. Again, this is USC hit it out of the park. The only guy you could have done better with, I think, is Urban Meyer, but whatever. He's in the NFL now, so forget about that.
I'd rather have Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley still needs to prove it to me because he has had all the talent in the world at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And when they've gone up against teams like on an equal playing field or maybe we're a little bit better than them in the playoff, they get routed every single time. So there's no question he's going to, like, the offense at USC is going to look unreal. They're going to put up 40 plus points a game. They should, like clockwork, every week as with him as the head coach and the talent they're going to bring in. I still need to see with the defense, though. And I still need to see him up against another great elite program on a neutral field and win a game. Because we haven't seen it yet. I mean, his play calling in the Georgia game at the Rose Bowl 5 years ago.
It was bad.
I saw a kick that's, it cost him the game.
Yeah.
And that offense would have scored on Alabama that year. Could have won the whole thing.
Or going up and down the field on him in the first half. Remember the squib kick? Gave Georgia a field goal before halftime?
That's right.
But that's okay. But that's it.
Yep. So, but he's the guy for the job, and he's going to get just...
It's an A+.
Come on.
It's an A+.
Yep.
You get him. And
I'm surprised they got him, but...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But certainly after you saw how they treated Orgeron and Mullen, he's like, I might lose four or five games now. And what a disaster this is going to be for Texas. Pat Forty's right. They might immediately come in and be the third or fourth worst team.
That's possible.
Right from the get-go,
sure.
Texas.
Sure. So good luck turning that around in the SEC.
Yeah.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. As always, the email is ftm@vsin.com. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. Up next, week 13 opening numbers in the NFL. And based on what we watched yesterday, I was very surprised to see this number below a field goal. But you know what that usually means. We'll run down the opening numbers for you coming up next.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Philly, Pittsburgh, LA, and now New York. Subscribe to your local CityCasts wherever you get your podcast.
All right, tomorrow on the show, we'll do AFC, NFC conference odds updated, and we'll tie it in with like the weakest link of the teams that are going to be contending for playoff spots are going to be in. That should be a lot of fun. As for the Week 13 openers and where we sit right now.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear your answer, because there's especially in the AFC.
I think I have
Baltimore's the one seed.
I know it. I think I have a new weakest link in the NFC.
Yeah.
And I think we can all see it coming.
Okay. The Chargers are currently the 7. They're 6-5. With the Raiders, Broncos, Colts are 6-6. But a lot of winnable games
There's a big mess there.
That'll be a monster game Saturday night when they're at home against the Patriots in Week 15. That's it with Cleveland. That's it.
Done.
6-6 with that schedule still left. They go into the bye, run out of time, and then
I'm seeing plus 270 to make the playoffs on Cleveland.
Yeah, should be higher. Should be higher. Stefanski. Well, why would I change quarterbacks? I
mean,
It looks like Minnesota, in my opinion. Minnesota, Atlanta, New Orleans, San Francisco. San Francisco with a big edge now because they beat Minnesota and they're also the sixth seed. Two will make it. Two will go home. And I can't. I mean, my God, Atlanta. But they're hanging around because it's so many. I mean, Minnesota, Atlanta, New Orleans are all 5-6. Minnesota's currently the seventh seed. Minnesota should be okay, though. Well, now, number one, how long is Cook out? But they still play Detroit, the Bears twice, and they host the Steelers on a Thursday night. So the Vikings should get the 9 wins.
They should bury the Steelers.
Yeah.
They should. Doesn't mean they will, but they should. The yes on Minnesota right now is minus 104. So you lay $104 to win 100 and get your original bet back.
Yeah. Saints have some winnable games too, but it's a passing attack. I mean, there's nothing.
The Niners are now up to minus 260 to make it.
Wow. That has flipped in a hurry.
That's pretty high.
That was the other way a couple weeks ago.
The Saints are plus 230.
Yeah.
So you put down 100, you'd win $230. They are catching 5.5 now against the Cowboys.
And I like Dallas.
And so do I, and I think the number's going to keep going up.
Yep. I kind of like what Dak said after the game. You know, we know what we have in the locker room. We know the guys that we're getting back. We know we're a good team. But yeah, certainly cause for concern what's happened here the last couple weeks.
Yep.
But the Saints have no passing attack. And with Simeon, and remember, Simeon is the only thing he's done has been garbage like Stafford.
Right.
You take out those fourth quarters, he's been atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys.
That's a thing. Like
Cowboys will cover too.
Once they get into a big hole, man, and that probably will happen, where the Saints get into a hole and then Simeon's got to try to rally back. The Vikings are a 7-point favorite against the Lions. Total is 47.5. That was a weird game the first time they met. The Vikings almost gave it away.
They have had a lot of success against Detroit lately, and especially on the road in Detroit.
Cardinals are 7 at the Bears. That total is now down to 46. I think that number keeps coming down.
Finally, you get Murray back. And this huge run of Arizona games going under on the road.
Yep.
As you pointed out earlier.
So the Buccaneers at the Falcons. Buccaneers opened last night minus 10.5. I'm seeing 10 right now.
Well, it's too high, but also this could be the week they get Antonio Brown back. I guess the doctors told him it'd be a 5-6 week injury when it happened, and this is the timetable he would come back. Gronk had a big game, but Atlanta moved it on him in the first game.
Sure.
Then the pick six happened. And
you know, Brady again yesterday, not much.
No.
You know, 220-plus yards, one touchdown. That was all Leonard Fournette. They were lucky to win the game. Certainly fortunate to cover. You go back, the Giants game on Monday night. I just think the Giants were so bad overall. The game against Washington, Brady was not great.
What did you think of all the MVP discussion? All week that we had, and then Taylor had 80 yards and a touchdown, but he was great on the final drive.
That's the thing. Like, I thought that was a great coaching job by Reich because they tried to get the run going, and the Buccaneers are very difficult to run against. Vita Vea was back in playing yesterday.
Yeah,
they couldn't run, so he's like, okay, well, we're going to start throwing the ball with. And the Buccaneers still were like playing to stop Jonathan Taylor, so everybody was wide open passing the ball. And then it flipped on him.
Right.
I don't know who the MVP is right now. I have no idea.
Taylor had 80 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Kupp had 90 yards.
Uh-huh.
And Cousins didn't play well. I know we talked about him because he had huge numbers and
sure.
He's having a great season.
I think
he had a bad interception and then tough look there. With burning the timeout because he wasn't up lined up under center.
To me, you can draw a line for Matthew Stafford, but I'm saying that now for 3 weeks in a row.
Yep.
Dak had 375, but is he the MVP of the league? Brady was below average yesterday.
No, Rodgers was great.
Rodgers was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Getting good.
KC's 9.5 against Denver. Flexed out. That game's the Sunday night game.
Andy Reid off the bye, as you pointed out. But
it's a big number.
I got to see Teddy's status. Teddy Bridgewater is unbelievable as a dog. And getting this, Teddy Bridgewater is sick as a dog.
As a road dog, too, right?
Oh, my God.
Specifically as a road dog?
Ridiculous. Like 26-4 or something. It's stupid.
Oh, big move on this Colts game. They opened up 7. They're up to 8.5 now against the Texans.
Concur.
Okay.
Bury them.
That's going to be outside of teaser territory here pretty soon. Right. Better get involved early if you like them. Eagles are 6.5 at the Jets. Total is 46.5.
Ugh.
Opened 7 last night. Down to 6.5.
How do you lose that game?
Bad. That was really bad.
Parade's canceled in Philly.
The Bengals look ahead was 1.5. Now they're either -2.5, -120, or -3 here at Circa. I think they have to be a 3-point favorite against the Chargers.
They were great yesterday, and I don't know. The Chargers are blowing this.
They're too up and down for me.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That means that they can go to Cincy and win the game outright. I think the Bengals are pretty good. I think the Bengals are, they might not win that division, but I think from top to bottom, the Bengals are the best team in that division.
Giants, KC, Houston, Denver, Vegas. That's how the Chargers end the season. Should make the playoffs, but I don't know.
The pass to Eckler, yeah. The broadcast yesterday, the color person was saying Eckler has to make that catch. I think he said it was a bad pass, but he's still going to make the catch. That's an impossible catch to make. He's going like backwards like this, trying to catch it. That was a horrendous throw by Herbert.
Did you see the Drew Lock interception?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
What are you doing? How are you going to fit that in?
Throw him in the game like that?
Yeah.
Comes in cold. Giants at the Dolphins, another one here. Dolphins open up 2.5, -120. Dolphins are now playing like the team that we saw last year, and Tua's getting better.
Uh-huh.
So that defense is back the way it appears.
Great job by the organization. Everyone involved. Coaching, players, they could have quit.
Raiders up to 3 even money here at Circa against football team.
They're also schizophrenic. Figure them out.
I know.
They lost 3 in a row off the bye. It was ugly. Then they go into Dallas and win.
Win the game.
They'll lose because they're supposed to win. But that's...
Sure. Rams are now 13.5 this morning against Jacksonville.
No.
Stafford... Again, he was totally banged up at the end of that game yesterday. Seattle, at home against the 49ers, opened up a pick last week. I should say, let me take that back. The early line was a pick last week. It opened up last night, San Francisco -2.5.
Game you got to win if you're the Niners. Have to.
We said this last week against the Jags.
Yep.
Got to go there and win.
Yeah.
They did, and they were great.
Samuel should be okay. He was in good spirits after leaving the game. But you got to win this game.
Yep.
And the monster on Monday night.
Huge.
We're on opposite sides of that one. The White injury is enormous. No doubt about it.
Very big.
That's too bad.
I think the 49ers defense, the 49ers, listen to me. I think the Patriots defense will create turnovers. I think they can run the football in that game. And Mac Jones is just, now we're seeing the opening numbers on Rookie of the Year. The biggest number I see is -$3. It's my opinion. I think he should be a minimum of $5 today. He's that. It's turning into Justin Herbert from last year. Like, where it's clear he needs to be a strong favorite to win this award. Guy was awesome again yesterday. Don't forget, VSiN has programming like this live all day long, every single day, including right after this show with a numbers game featuring Gil Alexander. He's going to be joined by South Point Sportsbook Director Chris Andrews, and the two of them will try to guess the upcoming NFL lines for the week. That's a numbers game coming up next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And you can head to vsin.com to learn more about what we do here and all the places you can watch us. Now, I watched a college football final on ESPN on Saturday night.
All right.
Jesse Palmer-Sill is Alabama number 2.
Oh, my God.
I'd have a number 5 or number 6.
So are we watching games?
No.
Do they matter at all? That's a 6-6 team that Adam beat with backup quarterback.
Quickly points out that Cincinnati struggled 3 weeks in a row. Quickly points that out, but I'm going to have Alabama number 2. Get lost.
Wait a second. Cincinnati struggled Friday? Saturday?
Oh, that's what I heard, yeah.
Right. They won by 22 on the road against a 7-win team.
Yeah, heard they struggled again. Yep. But Alabama's okay. We'll keep them at number 2 overall. It's a total farce.
How is that a struggling? I heard that on the national show, too, driving around Friday. The yards were 350-70 in the first half.
Struggle, but they struggled, Paul.